Mr. Miller.
Speaker, all move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 113 be moved.
Clerk, read the next item on the call.
Senate Bill number 361 by Rohde and Kurtula, an act concerning health care liability insurance and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Judiciary has had Senate Bill 361 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 361 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Brown, Cotton, and Parr. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Judiciary Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered. Clerk, have any amendments?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, read the First Amendment.
Amendment number one by Mr. Urien. Page one, line 16. After casualty, insert and disability. After defined in, insert AS 2112-50 and.
Mr. Urien.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Mr. Urien.
Mr. Speaker, the problem is that there are approximately 600 casualty insurers, only 20 of which, issue malpractice coverage. And now we're going to spread it out among all of them, which is fine, I assume. But their participation in this joint underwriting association relates directly to their aggregate net direct premiums, as it states on line 24, page 1. Some of these premiums will be disability premiums because they're in both kinds of business. So we're putting all the burden on those casualty companies and who are also involved in disability coverage. And I think it's only fair that we bring in those companies who only deal in disability insurance, and that's the health plans. And there is a possibility also under this bill that there may be a shifting of some of the claims from the disability insurance coverages to those to the casualty insurers, and I think it's only fair that all of them be included, and it will spread the burden over a much wider area.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I think I'm for the amendment, but it bothers me that perhaps Mr. Urien, I hope, did not mean to include an and where he did, and possibly he wants an or, because at least as the amendment stands, if I understood it correctly as read, it would mean now that only those companies that write both casualty insurance and disability insurance would be required to be under there, and there aren't very many of those at all, and I would hope that the intention of the amendment is to include companies that do either one or the other or both, and that the amendment could include the word or.
Mr. Speaker, that should be an or. I'm sorry if it isn't.
Would it be
and or?
And or, both words? Is that what you're questioning, Mr. Brown? The House will stand to these. Come back to order.
No.
Do we have or properly inserted?
Yes.
Okay. Question is, shall Mr. Urien's amendment number one be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Amendment's adopted. Clerk, read the second amendment.
Amendment number two by the Judiciary Committee. Page two, line 16 through 21. Delete section B, insert a new section B as follows. B, the association shall establish standards of health care practice in order to review the practices of insureds and shall establish procedures for the review of the practices of insureds against whom claims have been made. If any such review indicates that an insured has not met the standards of the association may notify either the professional organization to which the insured belongs or the appropriate state licensing authority or both.
Mr. Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the Judiciary Committee amendment.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Clerk, have any more amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 361 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 361 will be advanced to second to third reading, placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 361, amended by the House by the Judiciary Committee, an act concerning health care liability insurance and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you and for discussion and debate.
Question.
Question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 361 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 7 excused.
House Committee Substitute with Senate Bill 361 has passed the House. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 361 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
May we speak be at ease, Mr. Speaker?
House will stand at ease. At the end of the calendar at unfinished business, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, as you well know, actually, we've been ready to adjourn this session ever since about 8 o'clock. Mr. Urien wanted to do it during the late daylight hours, so we've arranged to have this session carried over till tomorrow morning. No, Mr. Speaker, in a moment I will place a recess motion only so that you and the Minority Leader and myself can stick around and receive messages from the other body, but all the rest of you will be free to go home and get a good night's sleep. I'll move and ask, we'll expect to see everybody at 9 a.m. Tomorrow morning. I see apparently a question.
Mr. McKinnon. Yes. House coming to order. Mr. Bowman.
For those who don't feel tired and don't want to go to bed, you might want to go down. Senator Gravel has invited everybody down to the eating and drinking down at the Baron Hall on his birthday.
Mr. Cooper.
For others who are not tired and don't want to go to bed, there's a Finance Committee meeting immediately following adjournment.
Gluttons for punishment. Mr. Miller.
Yeah, well, repeating, Mr. Speaker, this the motion will be to recess, but we'll expect to see everybody else at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll move and ask unanimous consent now that we stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Recess the call of the chair. How's that? House come to order.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess or until adjournment until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection, when adjournment.
Amen.